B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman dressed as Minnie Mouse got into a brawl on the Las Vegas Strip, caught on a now viral video. Minnie lost her head, literally.
Oh, damn it.
And she repeatedly threw haymakers at a redheaded woman wearing a jacket with the word security on the back of it.
Son of a bitch!
At least one of her wild punches hit her partner, Mickey, as he tried to intervene in the ferocious-looking attack.
What did you hit me for?
A man dressed as Goofy looked bemused as he watched on, with Minnie yanking her opponent to the ground by pulling her hair, then mounting her as she continued a steady series of MMA-style blows.
So I'm going to guess these aren't sanctioned Disney characters, right?
My favorite part is after finally getting pulled off the woman, Minnie took off her large costume shoes, ran off after shouting, "I ain't no bitch, bitch!"
Man, Minnie's much different than I remember her.
It was not immediately clear what started the brawl, although another short clip showed the two women in a shouting match before it took place. A spokesman for Las Vegas police said it was aware of the event, but a victim had not come forward and filed a complaint.
I think the lady in the security, she said, "I didn't say you were crazy. I said you were effing goofy," is what she said.
Oh, that's what it was. And then she said, "I ain't no bitch, bitch." Okay. A Kansas fire chief removed a boa constrictor that was at least 6 foot long after a man found it in his couch cushions.
Whoa!
Police received an unusual call Monday morning when a man said he found a, quote, giant brown snake in his living room couch while looking for his keys.
Jeez.
The man does not own a snake and did not know where it came from.
I don't own a snake.
The fire chief removed the snake, which was identified as a red-tailed boa constrictor, from the couch.
Well, we also found your cat.
He said, "I messed with him a little bit, and I took my gloves off. You could handle him real easy. He was very gentle, very docile."
I think it's always safe to mess with a snake you find in your couch.
Yeah, they believe the snake was at least 6 feet long, but could have been as long as 8 feet. No one knows how it got into the couch. The boa constrictor is now in the care of a pet shop until someone comes forward to claim it. If no one does, it may be donated to an area program that travels to schools teaching kids about reptiles. Villagers in India, I love this story, that are being terrorized by more than 2,000 wild monkeys, claim to have found an unconventional way to tackle the simian menace, and that is by dressing up as bears.
They dress up as bears?
Yes.
Wow. And that scares them.
To scare the monkeys away.
I'm a bear.
Sagandupar village dressed two villagers in bear costumes to try scaring away the monkeys after the forest department ignored their pleas for help.
This is so stupid.
And according to Ram Lalit Verma, he said, "We have now started taking turns in wearing the bear costume and roaming around." He's the village head, by the way. He said, "It was a relative who had told me about the idea, and it's actually working." Villagers donated money to buy three costumes from a makeup artist for about 1,700 rupees, which is like 25 bucks.
That's a lot.
The village now claims that the trick has led to a drastic dip in monkey attacks. There have previously been 150 reports of such attacks, which especially targeted children. The Forest Department had told villagers that a lack of funds has prevented them from doing much about the exploding monkey population.
No way!
But they decided that dressing up as a bear would work, and sure enough, it's starting to.
Do they have to act as a bear? Just simply the sight of them looking bearish is enough to repel the monkeys?
I'm not sure, Steve, if they're going around.
Do you have to perform a little bit?
You might have to earn your keep and perform a little bit, yeah. Listen to this. This hurts just thinking about it. A Detroit woman is facing an assault charge after authorities say she bit off the tip of her friend's tongue when they were kissing.
Whoa!
She bit off about a one-inch piece of the man's tongue.
Ew, that's a chunk.
That's a big chunk, yeah. Yolette Wedgeworth, 52 years old, is being held in the county jail after the sheriff's office charged her with one count of aggravated assault.
I think this is someone who could play Minnie Mouse.
Authorities allege that she was visiting her 68-year-old friend at his apartment. They were engaged in consensual kissing, and she bit off the man's tongue. Now, police arrived and found the man bleeding from his mouth and missing piece of tongue measuring about an inch. Police were able to recover the piece of tongue in the bedroom of the man's apartment.
Show me when Loretta bit my tongue off.
The victim, The victim and suspect, listen to this, were old friends.
Yeah.
They said they were not in a dating relationship, while the victim said they were. The two started to kiss in the victim's apartment, and the victim put his tongue in the suspect's mouth. He said the suspect told the victim not to do that, and the two started kissing again, and the suspect bit off part of the man's tongue.
Don't put your tongue in my mouth. They got tobacco in there.
I don't know why they were doing this. Wedgeworth was taken into custody, obviously, for biting the man's tongue.
There's nine levels of horrible in that story.
Yep. All right, and then we got time for one more. Grand Valley State's offensive coordinator, Morris Berger, resigned Thursday, days after saying in a story for the school's newspaper that Nazi Party leader Adolf Hitler's ability to lead was second to none. And it's kind of interesting why he would have said it. So,
why is he a shop teacher?
No, he was asked if he could have dinner with three historical figures. Who would they be? So he listed Hitler, John F. Kennedy, and Christopher Columbus.
All right.
And he said, this is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. He has a history degree, by the way, this guy does. He said it was obviously very sad and he had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead was second to none. How he rallied a group and a following. I want to know how he did that.
I just know he would get us a great table.
Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny he was a great leader, this guy says.
Yeah.
Or some might use the word manipulator, I think, might be more.
Well, you got to watch that fine line where you start to compliment Hitler.
Exactly.
Especially for school kids.
He was suspended, but pending an investigation, and he has since resigned after that.
That Hitler.
Yeah, no.
Nah, you listen. A loser, for sure. But there were some elements.
Snappy dresser.
Snappy dresser. Kept his mustache groomed.
Made the VW bug, you know.
Absolutely. Had a dog.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
An unsuspecting vacationer was left mortified when his designer swimwear shorts began to dissolve before his very eyes.
Oh, my God.
Dean Hogue, who is 55 years old from England, was enjoying a day at a water park in Portugal when his new shorts, gifted to him by his son-in-law Luke, split in half. Luke had plotted the embarrassing trick, so they were shorts made
to fall
apart.
They're like novelty shorts.
Yeah, which I'd never heard of before.
Oh, I love this idea.
So he had done this with his wife, Lynn, and daughter Bethany behind his back, and the whole party of 12 were there to see this happen. In the video, Dean walks from the flume as the shorts begin to vanish, leaving the lab technician's bare butt on display as he desperately tries to cover it. Luke said he's one of the guys who isn't too fussed about what he wears, so his wife buys all his clothes. She told him that I'd bought him some nice shorts, and he thought that they were designer, and he was blaming Lynn at first. Luke bought the pair of shorts on eBay and concocted the plan for Lynn to save them for the day that they hit the water park. He said he came down the slide and got stuck, and we were all laughing, so he thought that's what we were laughing at, but we knew what was going to happen. The shorts started to split, and we were laughing our heads off, and he was so embarrassed because of all the lifeguards were laughing at him as well. He hid behind a trash can to try and get out of public view, but all 12 of us there were there with our cameras out, so...
We have to look for these.
I didn't know they made novelty shorts like that, but apparently they do. All right, here's the story I'd skipped. A British man was last seen alive almost 2 months ago while trying to sail solo around the world. He's been found dead on his yacht. A guy named Mark Brennan was a window cleaner. His decomposed body was discovered on his 30-foot boat about 80 miles off of Jamaica.
Window cleaner and he had a yacht?
The inexperienced sailor had traveled across the Atlantic to the Caribbean and was last seen leaving the island of Grenada on the night of December 6th, fellow sailors say that the Avrio had dirty fuel issues, no radio or cellular telephone.
So he did everything right.
Yeah, and Mr. Brennan had lost his dinghy in the transatlantic crossing. A search and rescue plane spotted the yacht drifting in the east about 150 miles northeast of Aruba. And they saw that three times. So they alerted the authorities and they found him. Yeah. And it, apparently he shouldn't have been doing this.
Well, he didn't have the skills to sail around the world.
A neighbor said, I can't understand how he's been found in a boat off Jamaica. I always knew him as a window cleaner and he never mentioned any interest in yachting. Mm-hmm. So that's somebody who was like, yeah, I can do that. You know,
I think.
Wow.
It's got to be easy.
A United States postal worker was caught with a public storage unit full of mail he never delivered. Jason Dela Cruz pleaded guilty to charges of delay of mail by postal employee. Dela Cruz, who worked as a mail carrier, said that he felt pressured and couldn't make time to complete his mail route.
It's a lot of work to ask someone to do.
He told authorities that he
got to go to each house.
That he rent, listen to the lengths he went to. He rented a public storage unit for $49 a month for the sole purpose of storing mail that he could not deliver.
Who's got that kind of time to walk to each house and put the mail in the box?
Why would you not burn it? I mean, honestly, if you're that lazy, why would you even...
Well, that'd be a crime.
Oh, yeah. Well, the employee said he started hiding mail in November or December 2018. He rented the storage unit in February of 2019. He said that he put mail he was unable to deliver in the unit from that time up until he was discovered in May of 2019. Dela Cruz told authorities he intended to deliver the mail in the storage unit, but he fell behind and was never able to.
I'll get to it.
He said he never destroyed any mail, Casey, which probably saved him a lot of jail time, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
Agents from the United States Postal Service.
He's going to deliver it.
Office Inspector General found almost 5,000 pieces of mail in the storage unit. They discovered... So listen to this. So they said they found 5,000 pieces of mail. Only so 97 pieces were first class mail, which included letters from the Department of Motor Vehicles, the IRS, insurance companies, bank statements, and other tax return documents. Magazines and other publications made up 115 pieces of mail. So you had 97 pieces of first class mail, 115 pieces of mail. There are 5,000, right? The rest of them were all ads.
All ad stuff.
4,700 ads. Most of that is just...
That's junk mail.
Junk.
Yeah, that's the whole deal.
The Postal Service delivered the first class mail after it was found. The ads were discarded because they were old by then.
How many Bed Bath & Beyond coupons were in there?
Oh, my God. It must have been loads.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.